This is 90.3 KEDM Public Radio. I'm Corey Crow. Studies have shown that early childhood education has high return on investment for a community. The Louisiana Partnership for Children and Families is working to increase funding for programs like the Child Care Assistance Program. KEDM's Jay Curtis spoke with the organization's executive director, Susan Nelson, on this week's Time to Talk.
Tell me a little bit about the work that the Louisiana Partnership for Children and Families is doing in the upcoming legislative session.
We have a full legislative agenda that we'll be supporting throughout the legislative session this year, but it's really important to note that this is a fiscal session. So the vast majority of discussions during this legislative session, which, by the way, starts on April 8th, will be centered around revenue and how we spend money and how we raise money as a state.
And what's the importance of maybe changing how we spend some money to be able to direct more of it toward early childhood interventions in early childhood education?
Yes. For instance, currently the Child Care Assistance Program, what we call CCAP, receives no state funding from the state of Louisiana. And there's been numerous pushes throughout the years to change that. Right now it's completely federally funded. We'd like to see more state investment in that early childhood program that allows people, families really, to have access to high quality child care centers.
And of course, you've got all kinds of data to support the fact that when you get them into better child care centers, they have more positive outcomes, right?
Absolutely. This is thoroughly evidence-based that high quality child care centers give kids a better start. They come to school ready to learn. When they do finally enter the doors of the school system, they know their alphabet, they've done the social activities, and they're much more poised to learn and do well in school.
How does funding in Louisiana compare to other states in our region?
It's an issue throughout the South, but you're looking at states like Texas and Mississippi who have actually just started pushing initiatives to increase early childhood spending from the state level, whereas Louisiana has continued to rely on federal funds.
So in terms of being able to divert money to early childhood development, as opposed to, say, health care, which the legislature very rarely has extra money to go around, you can make a case that that investment actually pays off in saving health care dollars down the road.
Oh, absolutely. As a matter of fact, economists from the University of Chicago, actually, I'm sorry, used to be with the Federal Reserve Board, Art Rolnick, worked with several economists and did studies on the fact that the return on investment for early childhood is 18%. There is no investment that state government can make that has that high of a return. And yet, it's the one area where we actually invest the least money in Louisiana.
I understand there's also potential for the Early Childhood Services and Support Program to possibly make an appearance in this year's budget as well.
Yes, the Early Childhood Services and Supports was a holistic, evidence-based solution for early childhood interventions for children. It allowed them to look at developmental, emotional, mental health, any kind of issues that we're having with children and address them all at once through a centralized input. That program was eliminated in the prior administration, and we're now working with LDH and the Department of Children and Family Services to see how we can bring that program back in a meaningful way. And of course, we will need state funding for that as well.
Susan Nelson is the executive director of the Louisiana Partnership for Children and Families. Susan, thanks so much for talking with us today.
Thank you so much.
Time to Talk is produced with the Children's Coalition for Northeast Louisiana and Bayou Life magazine. Find out more at KEDM.org.